On Albert Einstein College of Medicine Week, can statins be dangerous for you? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jill Crandall, professor of medicine, examines whether the use of these drugs can lead to other maladies.
Many people with high cholesterol take drugs known as statins to help reduce cholesterol, fight the onset of heart disease, and prevent heart attacks and strokes. Statins are an essential treatment for millions of people, but statins can also pose risks. We have found that statins can increase the risk of developing type 2 diabetes by 30% in a population that's already at high risk for diabetes. Over 20 million people suffer from type 2 diabetes in the United States. It causes the body's blood glucose or sugar to rise, which can affect the eyes, kidney, nerves, or heart. Normally, the pancreas secretes the hormone insulin, which helps the body use sugar for energy. People with type 2 diabetes sometimes need to take extra insulin or other medications to keep blood glucose levels normal. We enrolled over 3,000 people who were at high risk for diabetes in a prevention study conducted at 27 centers around the country and followed them for more than a decade. Although not part of the study, some of these individuals took statins prescribed by their own physician. We found that in this population, taking statins increased their risk of diabetes. It's possible that statins affect the production and secretion of insulin, leading to higher blood sugar levels. Importantly, our study does not mean that people should stop using statins. Clearly, these drugs help reduce the risk of heart attacks, stroke, and death. But it's crucial that people taking statins have regular blood sugar tests and that their physicians monitor them for the development of diabetes. In addition, we continue to advise all our patients to take steps to maintain a healthy weight, exercise regularly, and to follow a diet low in fat and sugar.
That was Jill Crandall of the Albert Einstein College of Medicine. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.